Okay, so we're learning on page Chaf Hey that in the Psicha of Lavin that the Chafetz Chaim says by letter Vav, the Chafetz Chaim tells us a chiddush. It's not his chiddush; it's the Rambam who says it. That if a person and he quotes the Rambam, he says the Rambam says in the Ber Maim Chaim Vav, v'achelik habeis kishiyas odem aveira. If a person does an aveira, ein taiva ba v'lo hana. There's no physical taiva, no physical passion for it, and there's no physical benefit for it. Hine zimchalal Hashem gamkein. So that's considered desecrating Hashem's name if a person does that. Because when a person is doing that, he's showing he doesn't care about Hashem, because he's ready to do something, even doesn't have any physical drive to go ahead and do it. So much more so, he wants to say that since the Gemara says that you're over this lav of Chilul Hashem, if a person swears falsely, that even if it's a question of swearing falsely for money, also that's considered a Chilul Hashem. Because it's still not a physical pleasure that a person, like so to say, can't control himself. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim, that's back in Vav, it says, V'over nama ha-mesaper v'ha-mekabel, a person who speaks Lashon Hara, a person who listens to Lashon Hara, belav d'lo yisachal lo shem kachi. Achere she'em bo zeh taiva v'lo hano gashmiyas. Because there is no physical pleasure, shai dezeh yizgabi yitzrola, that there would be, so to say, an excuse that he really cares about Hashem, but just his flesh doesn't allow it. Therefore, this is considered like a rebellion. And this is desecrating, this is profaning Hashem's name, that I don't really care at all about you, so to say. And this is even by a simple Jew. If he's a choshev person, shakol mistaklim al maisav, everybody looks at his actions, but vaday mischal Hashem aydezeh. Surely that creates a chilul of the Shem Hashem. Valachas kama v'kamim hoya avera zeis barabim. And if it was done in public, vaday shechei godol ad ma'od. Surely it's a great sin. Shenikra Shem mechalil Shem Shemayim barabim. Then it's considered desecrating shkoyach. Then it's considered desecrating Hashem's name in public. Then oizayin v'lefamim. And at times, over hamisap gegamkein belav de losisna esachicha bilhovecha. So this also is interesting. How the Chafetz Chaim, the Zayda of Klal Yisrael, is explaining to us also the essence of this iser. So there's an iser of losisna esachicha bilhovecha. You're not allowed to hate a fellow Jew in your heart. Kegoyin im befonov shalom yidaber. In front of him, in front of a person, you'll speak nicely. Esreyu. V'shelo b'fonov mavish esreicho b'fnei acherim. And not in front of him, your mavish esreicho means you cause him to have a bad odor, meaning, in other words, you say negative things about b'fnei acherim. Malachas kam v'kam, and surely, in b'feirush, mitzav elahem shelo yelchov yodiyu. And surely, in the case where you say, don't tell him, to bevadai over alav zeh. If you say, don't tell that guy what I said, then for sure you're over the law of Lysisna. So here the Chafetz Chaim explains to us. He says, well, over ha-mesaper. So be'emes, so if we look in the Ber Maim Chaim, the letter Zion, on page Chavav, so he said in the bottom line, va'av sha'omra b'gmar erchen de'besinna she'belev ha'kosim medaber. In other words, Lysisna chicha bilvovecha, in other words, if let's say I get upset at somebody and I rank them out, right? Now, that is not a mitzvah. I don't want to get it wrong. It's not a mitzvah. You're not getting a mitzvah. But you're not over the lav of l'sisna esachicha bilvavecha. The iser of hatred in your heart, you don't have. So he says, so the Gemara says, b'sinas halev hakosim medab. It's talking about when there's just a sin in your heart. So he says, v'hu v'dav zeh barama mada, v'zeh l'shoyne, hamake chaveiru v'hamachor feyu. If you slug him and you're a TKO, v'hamecharfeyu, or you mecharif him, means you blast him out. Ava b'she'enu rishai, the Rambam also wanted to warn him. He doesn't mean it's mutter, you're not allowed to do that. Eina oiva b'leisisna, you're not over the lava b'leisisna. Kavanosai, davka mecharfai, av she'govra sinosai, even though the hatred has become so strong that it has come out in the open, so to say, you hit him or you macharf him, al koponim yeda chaveiro eich lishav mimenu. Now this person knows how to be careful. Obviously, this guy is not my best friend, because if he was, he wouldn't be doing this to him. Avol b'sinah shebelev after lepolta dain sinasi luchutz. But a sinah shebelev, even though it didn't come out yet. This could cause the fact that I have a heart in my heart, I have a hatred for somebody, that could bring about eventual damage to that other person, and he doesn't know. He doesn't know how to guard himself. That's why the love of Lesisna Sechicha Bilbavecha is specifically when you don't let the guy know about the hatred. That's where the Easter is. But if you know about the hatred, then you don't have that Easter. V'lachein osra Torah zeh b'protius. V'imkein b'nyaneinu hanal. So therefore, the Chafetz Chaim says, even though if you would just learn the Gemara, you would say, b'sinah shebelev akasim b'daber. It's only if you just, you know, you it's only a sin in your heart. But if you bring it out, you express it, then there's no more sinah. Then there's no more love. So he says, yeah, but that's only when you express it to the guy, to himself, when you let him know about it. So he says, it's a double no good. Here the sinner is very strong because it's coming out, you're expressing yourself. And the second is, because since he did it secretly, you didn't tell him directly, but you're telling everybody, you're bashmutzing him to somebody else. So then, in front of him, he acts like a friend. And only not in front of him, he smites him with his tongue. So now that's the Chofetz Chaim says, that you could have learned the Gemara that the lav is only when it's in your heart and not when it comes out. So Chofetz Chaim says, yeah, what's the nekuda? What's the difference? Seemingly, if it comes out, it's a bigger hatred. It should be a bigger lav. The teretz is, the lav is that you're going to have a hidden hatred, which could come to eventually catch this person off guard, and you'll hurt him. Mashenkin, in the case where you express it, so then we don't have that problem. So that's a chiddush. He says, "Ubarach Hashem shematzasi came b'sefer mitzvah l'rama mitzvah shin beis v'zel shoyne." His hiraisanu misno kitzenu kitzasenu es kitzasenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu has warned us. That one edge is amazing, the way they, at least they translate the Rambam. Yeah, that one edge of Klal Yisrael shouldn't hate a different edge. In other words, as if we're all one, and one side shouldn't hate the other side. V'loshen sifra lo yomarti al b'sinah shebelev omnam kishehere lo hasina. When you show him your hatred, v'hodi o shehu sona oso. And you let him know that you hate him, ain't over alav zeh, then you're not over alav zeh. So he says, you see before us in the Rambam, he says, v'her alo, you show him the hatred. If you show him that you hate him, then you're not over alav zeh. Mashen kein, if you just sneakily tell it to somebody else, then it's even a stronger iser of lesis nesachicha, because it has come out, but it's come out secretly in a way that the person can't protect himself. So that's the next law a person could be over. V'lefamim. So here the Chofetz Chaim will tell us that he says this Iser, he told us that the Iser of Lashon Hara, these law in the side, you say it in front of the guy, you don't say it in front of the guy, and etc. So he says over here, obviously this Iser only applies when you say it not in front of the guy. Because if you would say Lashon Hara in front of the guy, then you're not overly Sisna, because now he knows that you're his enemy. V'lefamim, and sometimes shamisaper over gamkin alav deloisikam v'loisitar. And here also the Chofetz Chaim, through mentioning this Yisur, also teaches us many halachas in the halacha of what nekama is. Kegoyin sheyesh lesin olav al dava shebikish mimenu lasis lo tova bidvar shilas mamon. Now there's, let's say, the person, I asked him if I could borrow his axe. V'lohitivo, and the guy said no. And because of that, I have a hatred in my heart that I don't want to, that he didn't want to lend me his axe. And because of that, when he sees that that guy does something wrong, so then I tell people about it. First of all, he's over the lav that he's holding a grudge against this person because this person didn't want to do him a favor, because this is not a world of entitlement. You know, who says he has to do you a favor? That's his mitzvah if he wants to do the favor. But you're not entitled to the favor. So he says, if because this guy didn't lend me this axe, then I go around and I tell people, you know, that guy's such a stingy guy, that guy's such a selfish guy. So now, besides the Lashon Hara, I was out of the lav of Leisikai. I took Nakama by, why am I doing this? Because he did that to me. That's why now I'm responding and I'm telling people about it. So the person, unfortunately, would be over the lav of Nakama.